T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
So Blake Schneiders, you're familiar, right? Producer here.
Oh yeah, I love Blake.
He just texted me and he said, "I used to eat SpaghettiOs cold out of the can."
Come on, Blake. Dude, seriously. Blake.
But they're not even cold. They're room temperature, right? I mean, so it's not like you're storing
them in
the fridge.
Can,
I know, but it's not. Either way, man, like nasty.
Dude, I made spaghetti and meatballs on Monday. I ate that cold for lunch on Tuesday.
I don't mind cold spaghetti. I was telling you about that. And Dusty's like, yeah, if you put it in lettuce wraps, it's really, I'm like, that is not bad. I don't mind that. But yep. SpaghettiOs, hot or cold. What are you, a hobo, Blake? I mean, like, are you heating the can up over a fire
yes.
with a little stick and a handkerchief yes. tied to you as you're riding the rails?
Dude, when I went to Panama City,
they don't have hobos anymore, do they?
I don't know.
A lost art.
When we went to Panama City for college spring break, one of my buddies, his name was Winky. That was his name. His name was Eric Winkler, so we called him Winky. He ate a Chili Mac Hungry Man out of a can cold.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, "She's coming in. Here are her labs."
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva. canva.com.
Whole room stunk. He's like, what? I don't have time to heat it up, man. Like, hey, dude, there's a microwave right there.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Oh, it was brutal, man. It was just like chili meat, noodles, all just cold in a can, just all junk.
like that Dinty Moore beef stew stuff. I mean, like, dude,
we stayed at the Holiday Inn, and there was a Waffle House, a Subway, and that was it. So we ate a lot.
You're on spring break?
Yeah.
And what? How old were you?
21.
What the hell more do you need than that, right? Yeah. I mean, it's, you're in spring break, and you got Waffle House and Subway. You don't need much more.
Oh, yeah. Someone says they like to eat cold Oscar Mayer cheese hot dogs.
Oh, my God. I remember we had those in college.
Lips and ass, baby.
That must be my friend Sean texting, because I remember when those cheese hot dogs first came out. Stoker's like, they got cheese in the middle of these things. You heat them up, and the cheese comes out. Mm,
put them on the grill. They're good.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
I really do think so. So I guess we do have a winner for our $50 Booth Creek Wagyu gift card.
It's a two-time winner here.
Two-time winner?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good shout-out to Kevin, then.
Let's go, Kevin.
Since you won before, you can experiment with that Booth Creek Wagyu. Put it in your hamburger helper. Let me know how it is.
Yeah, yeah, make man. Sure you don't ruin that with hamburger helper, though. Eat that alone. Get the beef tallow and baste it in there. Do you ever use tallow when you do stuff? I mean, that is the way to go if you're going to do it, man. Get that beef tallow that they sell there. Mm. Baste that beef Wagyu with that tallow. You'll love it, man.
So... earlier on, I guess yesterday, is when they were doing the talks. Devin White, I guess he's going to try to take out Travis Kelce.
He's going to, yeah.
And not take out an injury-wise, just take him out of the game.
Experience going against Mahomes in the past in the Super Bowl just kind of help heading into this game and for the team, too.
Yeah, I mean, for me, as long as just, I ain't scared. You know, I know a lot of people look at him as, you know, for what he is, you know, you got won 3 Super Bowls or whatnot, and, you know, obviously. But it's just good to have experience being able to play. And, you know, I treat every game like a big game, but, you know, going on the road and be able to go in their house when they got a good stadium and, you know, be able to do what we do. So I know I'm going to be poised and, you know, I have my guys ready to play.
Defense. Situation where you're matched up with Kelce, what's that coverage like? What's that challenge like?
Devin White going to win. That's all. Devin White going to win when I'm against him.
Somebody in the text area said, good, he's going to take Kelce out of his prime, out of the game. Okay, well, challenge accepted. I don't know if, like, Travis Kelce is the guy I would call out. But, again, I don't also think that the Chiefs really care.
Right.
I think they have their own issues. I think they have their own game plan. This is just one of those guys that's going to be made notable for all the wrong reasons, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't mind the comment of I'm not scared, because you're in the NFL. Like, you really shouldn't be scared, you know, of somebody, and if you are, then you need to get the hell out of the league. But it's going to be interesting. If you want to take Travis Kelce, and I don't know if he's given away kind of the game plan there, like, their plan is to, all right, we don't know who to take out, so we're going to go ahead and take Travis Kelce out, and as he said there, he's going to take care of Travis Kelce and make sure that he doesn't do damage. Okay, fine. If that's what you're going to believe, maybe you're kind of giving away a little bit of that game plan now, and maybe the Chiefs can look at that and go, okay, fine. If you guys are focused on Travis Kelce, well, we got number 4 back. We have number 1. We've got number 5. We've got all of these guys out here from a wide receiver standpoint now that can go out there and make all these plays. We got a pretty good, you know, group of running backs going right now when used collectively. It's a pretty good, you know, deal that they have going on. But if you want to take Travis Kelce out, and that's a little leak of what you're trying to do from a defensive standpoint, by all means, go ahead and do it. And Travis ain't going to care if you take him out of the game, right? If other guys are producing and they're getting theirs, Travis isn't going to complain unless it's not working, and then he'll, you know, go over to the sidelines and let Andy know through his earpiece.
So did that make you persuade your anytime touchdown this week?
No, I'm still going with Travis Kelce as an anytime touchdown. It's going to be every week because it's his year. It's his era, you know, of going out there and scoring and doing his thing. And just because, what was this guy's name again? I'm sorry, I forgot who this person was. Devin White is what his name is. Devin White. Yep. Just because Devin White said he's going to take Travis Kelce out of the game doesn't mean Devin White's going to take Travis Kelce out of the game. And if I'm a betting man, which I am, I would bet that Travis Kelce has a better day than Devin White does. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I mean, this guy's running his mouth, and so now Travis is going, all right, fine, give me the ball, Patrick, let's go. And if you do have that game plan and you do bracket Travis and he is taken out of the game, we'll hit you over the top and be just fine.
Devin White, you're past your prime, buddy. I'd be careful. Be careful about talking that smack. Kelce just cooked Jack Campbell, 6'5", you know, second round linebacker in his prime.
Yeah.
Last week, just did that 5 days ago.
Dan's son.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. And that's a good thing to bring up, because you're right. Devin White played in that Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. The question from the reporter, too, is so ridiculous. Having played them in the Super Bowl, That was during COVID. That was 5 years ago. That was different team. Like, what are we talking? Like, it has nothing to do with this game whatsoever.
And the Raiders aren't sitting Devin White. Tell us about your experience 5 years ago against no one gives a rip.
Nobody cares. And none of that applies to anything that they're doing right now. So
I don't know how many active players are still on the team from that Super Bowl?
The Bucs team or the Chiefs team? Well, I think there's five guys that have been
Butker, Jones, Mahomes, Kelsey
Winchester.
That's it. Think about that. That's how fast time moves. And people are here complaining about things day in and day out with the football team instead of looking at a big picture going, man, we only have five guys left from that COVID Super Bowl where the weekend was running through like cardboard cutouts during the halftime show.
Weird.
Somebody says, talking about himself in third person equals an automatic loss.
Yeah, the third person kind of conversation. But I mean, if that's the mindset, that's great, man. You go in there and you figure out what you're going to do and we'll beat you other ways. I have no problem, you know, going out there and cooking Devin White on Sunday afternoon because he opened his mouth. And so now Travis has got a reason to go out there and play even harder than he was going to play in this game.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait. Like, just add fuel to this rivalry. Like I said, we'll get to Friday, and all of a sudden, we'll be back to Raider hate.
Yeah.
I promise you.
But it's stuff like this, Dusty, you know? It's like dumb stuff that ticks you off. Like the guy with the frog last year.
Yeah, well, that worked out for them.
Yeah, it was great for them.
Yeah. Somebody says the only reason White locked up Kelsey in the Super Bowl is because of the pass rush and the lack of offensive linemen for KC. Kelsey's going to eat on Sunday.
Yep.
And then if it's a cold can of SpaghettiOs or a hot can of beef raviolis.
Yeah. I'm still picturing Blake on a train. Uh-huh. I told you guys what I do now when people are like begging for money and whatnot. I give them Maloney's business card and say, call Rob.
Flex.
Would you rather one or the other?
All these people are calling me, man.
Would you rather eat SpaghettiOs cold out of a can or what the 816 says, my brother had his jaw wired shut and we put SpaghettiOs and meatballs in a blender and he had to drink it.
Oh,
no.
Ew.
Note to self, don't get your jaw wired shut. Who is the best player in football? We have an answer on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Is this some 42 or minus 41?
Link 184, yeah.
What? Yeah, this is actually good. I like this.
Yeah, I like this one too.
What's it, 6-7 minutes long?
Oh, no.
Push on through it.
That's the name of the song?
Yep. Determined.
That's what we did for the first 6 weeks of the NFL season. We pushed on through it. Here we sit, baby. Let's go.
No doubt. So conversation to be had because it doesn't necessarily involve the Chiefs, but it involves sports. Not a snickerdoodle similar taste to that guy, but best player in football. So you take the quarterbacks out of the situation, right?
Yeah, you got to take the quarterbacks out.
If
right?
you were to start an NFL team today and you had the first overall pick in a expansion type draft where you can just, you have the first pick, every NFL player today, yeah, age-wise today, is available. Who do you take?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Sure.
I don't, because Bijan Robinson is being talked about as the best NFL player right now. And obviously everybody's kind of riding that high from Monday night and what he did.
You don't believe in the mustard man?
Is he the best player in the NFL? I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know who the number one player is in the NFL. What we saw on Monday night, though, was remarkable. I mean, the guy was absolutely fantastic. Who would you guys take as the number one pick overall? No quarterbacks allowed. Now, you can take defense as well if you want to do that. If there's, you know, somebody on the defensive side that's a playmaker or whatnot, you can't take a quarterback. If you're building your NFL team, who's the first player you're taking with a non-quarterback? I mean, Bijan Robinson is a great answer, but I don't know if we're prisoner of the moment or if that is the right answer. Is it Justin Jefferson, or is that too reliant on a quarterback getting you the football? You know, like, that's the way that I think. A running back or a defensive player would probably be the route that I would go, because you're really not reliant on somebody else to get you the ball so you can do your job. You know what I'm saying? Like, a handoff 100%. Is a handoff. And so if you're a wide receiver, what if your quarterback is Daniel Jones from 2 years ago and you're this yep. great wide receiver like Malik Nabers and nobody can get you the football? So I can't pick a wide receiver in that category. There's
too many variables.
Too many variables.
Too many factors.
So yeah. I'm thinking like defensive end or probably a running back.
You
so,
could take yeah. this wide receiver.
Emeka Ekpegbo.
Could do that, yeah. Who would you go with, Dusty?
Yeah.
Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because they are absolutely entering their prime. Both were, what, rookies 2 years ago? They were drafted in that 24 draft in Kansas City. There's a lot that goes into both of these cats, right? They are very good with running the football in general, which is a lot of people's mindset of what a running back should be.
Yep.
But they also are explosive without the ball in their hands, and they also can be explosive when they catch passes out of the backfield. We saw a taste of Jahmyr Gibbs. We didn't get to see the full effect, but we saw how effective he was on that first drive, first down, first down, first down. I like both of their game styles because of what they can do. They're kind of like a modern-day Christian McCaffrey, mm-hmm. and we're seeing what Christian McCaffrey is doing. He is literally holding that ship together in San Francisco.
Because that's a name that I would have brought up, too. Christian right. McCaffrey is a guy, but he's always hurt, you know? Right.
And he's towards the end of it. Yep. Like we've seen the peak of Christian McCaffrey, I think, and he's having one hell of a year this year. But it would be between those two and probably somebody like Aiden Hutchinson.
See, I was going to go Myles Garrett on the defensive side.
Age is a little concerning.
It is, and it's a very good point by you to bring up the age category because I was kind of thinking age as well as I factored all this stuff in. But, man, imagine Myles Garrett on a real team. I mean, imagine what Myles Garrett would do here. Just think about that for a second. Myles Garrett here as opposed to Myles Garrett in Cleveland, I think people would view Myles Garrett as the by far de facto best football player in the game if he was here in Kansas City, just because of all the exposure and all the times we would see him make great plays in prime time. He plays in Cleveland. He's a great player, but I think he would have a better view if he was playing here in Kansas City or for any team, quite wow. frankly, that was winning right now.
Brian Burns.
Brian Burns would be another good one. But I'm not gonna,
Abdul Carter is just a little too young. I'm thinking about that. I'm trying to find the next T.J. Watt, the next yeah. Myles Garrett. That's what I'm thinking about when I think about this question. Aiden Hutchinson's that guy. Micah Parsons is Jared Verse.
Yeah.
Is Will Anderson. Do those guys turn into T.J. Watt? Do we have a player that's on that level
right
now?
What about the spitter?
Jalen Carter. Really good.
He's already missed a game for something else this year, for a heel injury, too.
And when I was on the sidelines, man, him and Jordan Davis both come into the sidelines every time. Oxygen, breathe in, taking rest. I struggle with the in-shape thing for him, too. He's a young player. He shouldn't be struggling with that.
You know what? That's an excellent point and a good observation by you. I would struggle with the off-the-field stuff with Jalen Carter. I don't know that he yeah. is – I don't know that he's, you know, the guy that I want off the field on my team.
Because that's the thing, too. Gibbs and Robinson both split carries. We never hear ego or nope. me stuff. They've never been, it's as true. Of right now, in trouble off the field.
Right.
To me, it's a coin flip. If I had the first or second pick who didn't take Bijan or took Gibbs, I'd just take the other
So you're
one.
Definitely going one of those two guys. See, I'm split between Bijan Robinson and maybe Myles Garrett as we kind of talk through this. God, if he was on a good team, how much better he would be.
Oh, I agree. The perception would be
I know he's already
different.
Going to Canton, but that gold jacket, he'd already have the gold jacket on. He'd be walking into the stadium with that thing on if he was on a good team.
Might already have it.
And I may.
Him and TJ. We'll see TJ Watt tonight going to yeah. the flag.
Oh, my God. TJ Watt's going to eat, isn't he?
I would think so, and that means zero sacks and taking right. out of the game completely. But we'll find out that game tonight is – Flacco versus Rodgers. Neither one of those guys you would pick to start your. Somebody says Amara St. Brown.
Good
that's
call.
A good pick.
I like that, but again, that's the wide receiver and the mm-hmm. variables. Who's his quarterback? If you're pairing him with Mahomes or even Goff, you know, at this stage of the game, sure. But if you're pairing him with Daniel Jones of 2 years ago, I'm out on that one.
No doubt. It is 8:25 on a Thursday, so it's Nate 25 here on 96.5 The Fan.
He's the only man in history to win a race in a hot dog costume and break national NFL news.
It's baby laugh.
Here's Nate Taylor from ESPN with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here's a good one for you.
All right.
Somebody says, why not take Josh Simmons at left tackle with your first overall pick to start a franchise? Protect your quarterback.
Great call, yeah.
It is... Nate 25 on 96.5 The Fan. So we go to Nate Taylor of ESPN. Nate, if you could start a franchise, any player, can't pick a quarterback, who did you pick?
Can't pick a quarterback.
And am I available to have this player to be fully healthy at the start of the season?
Of course, yes. This is our mythical world, Nate.
Okay, great. I actually might choose Micah Parsons.
Oh, wow.
I just love the idea of having a pass rusher who I know is an absolute freak who will dictate protections. He might even dictate coverages, I would say. So, as much as we are an offensive league, I would still say let's do an amazing pass rusher. Like, you know, I think people forget how much juice he gave the Packers in week one, considering that Jared Goff couldn't breathe for half of that game.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
So, Nate, we're looking at this week's game with Rashee Rice coming back. Chiefs now have 6-7 targets that they can go to. What Dear do you God. Expect from Rashee Rice?
Well, this will be the great storyline for this game because the Chiefs can pretty much do whatever they want, guys. Yes, I know as of right now, you should expect Jalen Moore to be the left tackle, given Josh Simmons' personal reasons for being absent from the team. But outside of Max Crosby, and in particular that secondary, basically whatever they want to work on with Rashee Rice is what they can do. If it wants to be crossers, if it wants to be, hey, let's just get him the ball behind the line of scrimmage, which they were really good at last year, just to get the ball in his hand so that he can move and make guys miss in the open field, hey, sure, do that. If you want him to run, you know, actual intermediate routes, because you have Xavier Worthy, because you have Tyquan Thornton taking things over the top with Travis Kelce in the middle, then, hey, that's fine too. I just love the idea that whatever the Chiefs want to start Rashee Rice's integration into the offense, they can basically have a smorgasbord of what they want to pick because the Raiders might be the worst secondary that the Chiefs play all season. And that's one of the reasons why when we knew that this was a 6-game suspension, this was probably the best outcome for Rashee Rice because everything's building up towards that game a couple weeks from now when the Chiefs head to Buffalo against the Buffalo Bills, which, as we know, usually is a game that starts to dictate who has the inside track for the one seed.
You can find that article on ESPN that Nate Taylor has written about the return of Rashee Rice. Also, Nate, you mentioned Jalen Moore at left tackle. I've got to do my job. I've got to ask you because I trust you more than most people in this industry. The Josh Simmons situation, it seems a bit odd. Obviously, we give him his time, his personal time to do whatever he's doing. What say you about this entire situation?
Yeah, I know we don't have a ton of time, guys, and I appreciate it because this is the strangest situation I can think of since my first year covering the team on a daily basis, and that involved Eric Berry, who we saw every day but was not practicing during that 2018 season. And then, of course, he explained and alluded to the fact that it wasn't in his spirit anymore. Right. And that was difficult to hear because of how great and how inspirational of a player Eric Berry was. I have not come across anything this wild since then. I do believe it's a family matter. I do believe, Josh Simmons is back in like the Southern California, San Diego area, which is, you know, his hometown. I had the responsibility yesterday not to ask Andy Reid because I've done that already, but to really ask Patrick Mahomes, like, hey, man, have you talked to this guy? Patrick was very honest on Sunday saying he didn't know where Josh was and that, you know, it's not every day the starting quarterback has to go to the coaching staff and say, where's the left tackle? And the coaching staff really doesn't have the best answer for your franchise quarterback. So when Patrick Mahomes said yesterday that he's praying for Josh Simmons, I think we all need to take that cue from the quarterback. And, you know, I'm fearful, I guess, is probably the best way I can explain what I've heard, some of which I've tried to gather and confirm, and other things that I'm still trying to, you know, pursue in terms of just having a better understanding of what Josh is going through. But I think there's a reason why Patrick just said, hey, I would, as much as I appreciate you, Nate, I'd love to keep the conversations really between us, and I'm praying for Josh, which, again, makes this, you know, not only odd, but I'm just fearful because we don't have all the details right now. And that makes the outcome perhaps grim. And so I just want people to understand that this is really difficult for Josh. And I can't imagine what he's going through based on what I've heard. But hopefully we'll know more in the coming days.
Yeah, when you hear Andy say, you know, Veach is handling that, I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means?
No, I have no idea what that means.
But he says that a lot when he doesn't want to answer questions, correct, Nate. You know, like he always puts that off on Veach. You know.
Yeah, yeah. I was just about to say that. Like, guys, this is not in the manual for NFL general managers, right? This is where you have to become a human more so than a manager or you know, a supervisor, someone with authority. You know, it's difficult. I understand Andy's got to get the rest of the guys ready for the Raiders. That is your, historically, that's your biggest rival. They are coming into your building. You would like to be 4-3, right? You would like to start some actual momentum where you win, you know, you go on a 3-4 or 5 game winning streak. Well, in order to do that, you need to get the second win after their impressive victory over the Lions. But for Brett Veach, I mean, you could do all the, and I remember talking to a couple people about this over the last 2 days, guys, you could do all the scouting, you could do all the background, all the research. You could be aware of, like, you know, everything that is surrounding a player's life well before you select them in the draft. But I mean, life is unpredictable and sometimes you just don't have control over things. And so you have to be a human that sympathizes, that has empathy, that is trying to communicate well to get the player to understand where you're coming from and to obviously try to, you know, meet that player at least halfway on these things. I know it's got to be really frustrating for the Chiefs to not have control and to all of a sudden realize you don't have control on the eve, you know, hours before you play a primetime game against a very, you know, talented football team in the Lions. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I guess I'll share this. You know, Josh Simmons was listed as questionable with an illness before they played Jacksonville. I think that has to relate to his absence this past Sunday and ongoing. These things are related. And so I don't know how the Chiefs necessarily handled it hours before he played the Jacksonville Jaguars. And again, Josh Simmons performed amazing considering that this, what he's dealing with now, could be in relation to what happened in terms of the team saying, like, okay, well, he's questionable because he's dealing with an illness, which, again, if you are, you know, educated, that might infer you as to what might be going on. Again, I don't have all the details, but I was explained or I was sort of told yesterday that his blip on the injury report hours before kickoff in the stadium in Jacksonville is related to what he's dealing with now. So take that, you know, as information that I can give you, but for Brett Veach, I don't know how you handle this other than just be a good human. I know Brett Veach is a father. You just have to sort of lean on sort of qualities that aren't related at all to the job.
Yeah, and you know, the whole thing, though, with Andy, Brett's going to take care of that. I mean, I've heard Andy say that for 10 years now when it involves an injury or whatever the case may be, or really when he doesn't want to discuss something. And I don't blame them for not wanting to sit around and have these conversations when the answers aren't out there or they don't want to make answers public at this point in time. Right. The good news is Jalen Moore is part of this team, and I think everybody feels really good about him.
Yeah, and he's just a professional. I mean, he's someone who learned the best way possible for a guy who was not a starter who entered the league. He learned from Trent Williams. And so, hey, you can rely on all those lessons, all those teaching. Hey, you did have, you know, a couple spot starts, you know, even last year when Trent Williams was injured. So he can rely on that. You know, it's one thing to say, hey, I got to perform in week one in a new system. Well, thankfully for Jalen Moore, he's had 5 weeks to get used to the Chiefs system, to see what Josh Simmons has done, to see what Patrick Mahomes likes, how he wants to feel in the pocket on certain down and distance situations. And, oh, by the way, it must be really nice for you to just come out and just say, hey, Aiden Hutchinson is not ruining the game. And essentially he'll have to do that next week, you know, on Sunday. Hey, you know, Max Crosby is not going to ruin the game because I'm on the team. I'm going to be accountable, and that's going to let the offense sort of function. You know, it's remarkable, guys, that he didn't know he was going to start until the day of the game, and the offense didn't miss a beat against, a good football team. Like, the Lions will be in the playoffs, and they scored 30 points relatively easy. So as long as Jalen Moore can give you a repeat performance against the Raiders, I have no questions that the Chiefs will score perhaps 30 or more against the Raiders, depending on how well the defense does on their part.
Nate, last one around the Simmons situation. Do you think we have an answer by the end of the game on Sunday?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
So
I mean, that's my best educated guess right now.
Okay.
This thing I'm trying to find the right word. I don't want to say, like, when we talk about injuries, I say, like, hey, this might linger, mm-hmm. even if the player comes back and he plays, right? So for this situation, it's somewhat similar. This is ongoing, mm-hmm. and there might be more twists, there might be more turns. Look, I mean, the Chiefs are trying to gather information literally as we're talking right now, and they don't have all the information.
Right.
And, again, that's a bit unusual, given how important football is, and you know, this is a multi-billion dollar industry, but I would be more surprised if we had all the details by Sunday.
Do you think?
Go ahead. No, I just don't think this is going to be wrapped up anytime soon.
Do you think he plays again this season?
Oh, that's definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
But
what's the percentage you would go with as of today?
I mean, the kid loves football. I mean, no matter who I've talked to today, or no matter who I've talked to this week. Mm-hmm. And that's in the league, that's within the organization, that's teammate specific. The dude loves football. I mean, again, guys, he was going through something hours before, you know, his first time ever performing on Monday Night Football, and still went out there and did a hell of a job. I mean, based on what I learned yesterday, I was just like, I almost came away just more impressed with how he's performed over the last couple weeks. Before any of this became, you know, a greater situation. So I want fans to understand, like, it's not like the dude loves football or he doesn't love football or like he doesn't care about his teammates. Like, all those things you don't have to question. This is extremely serious. And if it gets resolved, hey, who knows? From a month from now, he could be back on the field. He could be back to being a guy that we thought, hey, he's on the trajectory to be an all-pro player, guys. Like, mm-hmm. that's why you took him in the first round. But life is complicated. Life is unpredictable. Oh, no. I don't have a great definitive answer for you guys, but if he has a chance to get back to normalcy and get back to football, he will do that. He will be more than capable of returning on the field and being the player that we've seen over the first 5 weeks of the season. So definitely a possibility. I just don't know when that'll happen.
Nate, this week it's Raider week, obviously a big one for the division, a big one to get another AFC win and whatnot. How do you see the Raiders trying to stop this offense besides praying?
Yeah, I was like, you know, because early in the season, like before the Chiefs had Xavier Worthy, the answer was actually, hey, just go blitz Patrick Mahomes because you don't want to give him time to sort of get into, like, you know, creating, you know, extended plays out of the pocket. Well, Patrick Mahomes isn't really good against the blitz situation where he came back. Now they have Rashee Rice, and you go, well, we definitely don't want to blitz. So you basically want to drop four, you definitely want to, like, rush four, maybe, you know, drop eight into coverage when you get into, like, the red zones or, like, third down situations. You know, you're going to need turnover luck. Mahomes has been probably the most precise quarterback with the football this season. When he actually has let go of the ball. So, you know, can you punch a ball out from a ball carrier, right? If that's Isaiah Pacheco, if that's Juju Smith-Schuster, if that's Xavier Worthy, like, I would be telling the Raiders, hey, try to punch the football, try to get us an extra possession or two. Hell, I don't know, onside kick in, like, the third quarter, because you can do that now. Just tell everybody in the building. We know we're the team with plenty of disadvantages. We're going to try to create as much havoc as we can. I used to always tell opposing fans, opposing coaching staff, like when they used to play the Chiefs in like 2020 or 2022, like the game's not normal once you play this team, right? So do anything that is outside of your comfort zone, hoping that it sort of affects the actual team that has the better players, the better roster, the better coaching staff. So if you're the Raiders, mix it up as best you can and hope Geno plays out of his mind, because that's one of the more disappointing parts of the season. I thought Geno Smith would give the Raiders a level of competence that they would not be in the predicament they're in right now. But a large reason why they've lost their games this season is because Geno has actually not played that well.
Nate, I mean this every week. I mean it more this week. Thanks for doing what you do. You do a great job at it. I know this week has probably been more tough than you've had to deal with in the last decade, but keep doing the Lord's work, man. We appreciate you, what you do over there at ESPN.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys as always, and thanks for giving me the time.
You bet. Absolutely. That's Nate Taylor of ESPN. A lot to kind of dive in there. Wow. So there's your situation from somebody that's probably the closest to that team of anybody. So again, support. That's what it is, man. Just support the guy in the situation that he's going through. So we get back on the other side. We'll dive more into what this Chiefs game is. Plus, we'll get into some more bulletin board material. But again, thanks to Nate Taylor for that. And semi-pro football, out of focus, under fire. That's where we go back to as we lighten things up a little bit here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. And you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back in on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. And we'll talk about PISS. I'm sorry, PFF.
Piss.
Oh, man. Shout out to Nate Taylor, man. Thanks for all that. We appreciate it. We don't have the expertise on the situation. You do. I appreciate you, Nate. Fellow mule there for you. Roll stable.
Yeah, it was very telling. Some of that.
So. It was. We'll get back into that at the 9 o'clock hour. For those of you that might have missed that, but we canceled Rodgers last year. Right?
That's right.
We did we didn't want to say his name, so we called him Lord Baelish, Littlefinger, yada yada yada. Right. This year, I think our cancellation station is PFF.
Yes, semi-pro football out of focus. I've canceled them for years now, and now everybody's realizing, hey, he was right. This thing is a fraud
because.
What are you calling him, Bob?
Semi-pro football out of focus. Spoof.
Yeah, there we go.
That's the acronym. It's spoof.
Spoof.
Yeah,
spoofy
it's season. A spoof.
What was the in holes? Smoosh? Was it smoosh?
Might have been smoosh.
Where
yeah,
it was like the onions movie. And the peaches were yep. together, and mm-hmm. that's what made the shoes clean. Great movie. Great book.
What movie?
Too. Holes.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Like Disney LaBeouf. Plus.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, but I wonder if the girls have seen it. They would probably. Love.
They that would
movie.
Actually love. They that actually movie. Would. Yes.
Holes.
Holes. John Voight's in it.
Oh, really? His
yeah,
car?
Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, wow. How old is this movie?
2000?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Shia LaBeouf's like 16.
Oh, my God.
Coming yeah, right I was out young when it came out. Early okay. 2000s. Yeah.
Coming right out of Even Stevens. Beans.
Heck yeah.
Beans, dude. Yeah, man. See, we are the same.
Go. A little overlap.
Well, I guarantee your daughters would love Holes if they haven't seen it. You'll actually like it. It's a very good movie. If you forget Madison Zeroni, you'll be cursed for eternity. Yes, seen it 15 times. Anyways, so Pro Football Focus is in under fire. J.J. Watt was on Pat McAfee's show yesterday. Take it as you will, but this is one of the greatest defensive linemen we've ever seen.
This whole, I'm getting hot. I'm getting hot.
Oh, I like
keep going.
Okay.
Love keep it. Going,
hey,
J.J.
That's how, you summon story. Some change.
Exactly.
You know, you got to get passionate.
Personal stories of Uber drivers telling NFL passengers that they – breakdown film for PFF and that they watched the TV copy only and put a grade out after the game.
That Uber driver's
true. You can't watch film on the TV copy and create a grade. You can't break down a person's grade and know what they're supposed to do if you don't know their exact assignment. Like D Butt just said, I know defensive line play unbelievably well. I could not go and grade a game for a player and give him a definitive grade without speaking to him, his coach, the scheme, everything. It's just a fact. PFF has a ton of great stuff. Player grading sucks. Stop putting it out.
And then the, what? Are we biased to say he's the greatest defensive coordinator of all time?
No. I mean, Bill Belichick would be in the running for that. But Steve Spagnuolo has done more as a defensive coordinator than Bill Belichick yeah. did as a defensive coordinator.
And this is Spags on the situation.
What grades are you using? That's what everybody uses. The only thing, you know, Chris Collinsworth, I think he's a good dude and he's involved in that company. I don't know how you put a grade on somebody when you don't know actually what their assignment was or what they were being told. So, I don't know. It's like, from our standpoint, I thought Chris in this particular game had a real big effect on the game. They obviously found ways to double him, whether it was two linemen, the running back at times was chipping inside, which you don't see a lot, but that was the Chris Jones effect. A number of times that he didn't get there, but I think he forced the quick throw or step up. So, you know, from my standpoint, I don't remember what Chris's actual grade was, but I know that at the end of the game, I thought the guys up front, Chris included, had a big effect on the way things went.
Yeah, I mean, that's right there, everything you need to know. Maybe the greatest defensive end of all time and the greatest defensive coordinator of all time are both saying stop with the semi-pro football out of focus grades. They're just spoofs. And that's what they are. And that's why, for me, I've never been able to eloquently explain why I hate it as much as Steve Spagnuolo was able to explain. He had the last piece of information. Like, you've got 90% of that story. You need that 10% to bring that whole thing together. Steve Spagnuolo and J.J. Watt brought that whole story together for me by saying, how do you grade somebody when you don't know what the questions are? And I'm like, oh, that's really good. You don't know on any play what anybody is supposed to do. And so it's hard to give out a grade when you don't know what the question was. It's like looking at a test and the student just passes back all of the answers and you're looking at it to grade. You don't know what the questions are to correspond with those answers. And so that's what you're doing. You're grading a test when you don't know the questions and you're just looking at it and making a subjective guess on what somebody was supposed to do. And coaches may look at a tape for Chris Jones, and let's say he had no sacks, no tackles in the game. They go, that was one of the best games that he played. He did everything we needed him to do. Us watching the game with the naked eye going, that guy had no tackles and no sacks. What did he do today? And we say he had a bad game. And we don't know that. It's like the analogy Dusty gave earlier. The two quarterbacks that were rated this past weekend, Mahomes and Josh Allen, had the exact same semi-pro football out of focus ranking and number. And Patrick Mahomes was a million times better than what Josh Allen was. And even if you think you know it's a passing play, what if it was a broken play and it was supposed to be a running play? And there's so many variables that we just don't know. To sit here and grade people on that is, frankly, out of whack.
And Mac brought up this one. Kenny Walker, 10 carries, 34 yards, one catch, 3 yards. Bijan Robinson had 19 carries, 170 yards, 6 catches for 68 yards. Walker had a higher PFF grade. That's from Jarrett Bailey.
Nuts.
That's crazy.
Probably something wrong if that's the conclusion that is made.
And you can tell they're starting to feel the heat because there was a PFF podcast yesterday that they were answering about some of the grades and they were changing some of the grades. Well, you know, we come out with the grades right after the game, then we review the grades. So that's why. So you can tell that them inside the company are starting to say, okay, people are kind of calling our bluff.
Well, because it is a bluff. I mean, and that's what it is. And I've been the nutbag for the last 10 years calling the bluff on these folks, and nobody wanted to listen because we've allowed nerds to take over sports. And it's not good. Baseball's not in a better place right now with all the analytics involved in it. It's better when you don't have that stuff. Now, there's some stuff that you can use and need, and that's fine. And I get all that. But I don't know that the sport, the games themselves are better with the nerds involved. We've nerderized the society that we live in right now. And nerds, my mother used to tell me, nerds inherit the earth. Well, they also ruin things, okay? They're ruining sports right now. And the faster we can remove the nerds, the better off sports is going to be. And semi-pro football out of focus is a bunch of nerds making up information so they can hang out with the cool kids is essentially what it is. And the fact that they're responding to it now means the bluff's over, man. Like the king with no clothes walking around, the emperor with no clothes walking around. We're all on to you right now. I was first to the party. I don't care that I'm going to admit that. And now everybody else is realizing it. And I love the fact that now people in the league are finally calling guys out. Because I guarantee you, people have been cut. People have lost their jobs because of these semi-pro football out of focus numbers.
Do they have their, like, scoring system available?
Oh, that's a good question, Dusty. Like, is it a mythical thing?
Yeah. Like, is that out there? So, like, you could go look at it and make sense of, okay, because we look at, you know, because I'm ignorant to it. I don't know how they grade. I don't know if it's like pressure rate, sack numbers. Because to me, it just does not make sense when I look at two different stat lines. I look at Kenny Walker and Bijan Robinson. I look at Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And yet I look at both games and I look at that. And like from my eyes, miles and away was Mahomes better than Josh Allen this week. And miles away, Bijan Robinson might have been the best player of the week.
Right.
They give you this. They use a two-tier grading scale.
I bet they do.
A raw play-by-play scale from -2 to +2 in 0.5 increments, and then the final 0 to 100 scale that we talk about with player grades. Context is key. The same action can receive different grades depending on the context, such as down or distance, or whether a broken tackle was involved. Like Mahomes' touchdown pass, that little pop pass to who was it? Was it Hollywood Brown? Mm-hmm. The jet sweep pass? Mm-hmm. Like the PFF, 0 for Mahomes on that. They don't give anything, which fine. He didn't really do anything. So that's kind of what they're saying, I guess.
That's crap.
And then he also did.
If he doesn't get the ball
but
perfectly,
does he get a +2 for recovering his own fumble, or is that just a minus?
Well, he should.
Allen threw 2 interceptions. Yep. I feel like that should be a negative.
That should be huge negatives.
Like, absolutely. Like a negative huge in fantasy negatives. Football.
Huge negative.
Well, how many turnover worthy plays?
Well, see, and that right there is another one that drives me nuts. How do you know what a turnover worthy play is? You're just making that up. It is made up nonsense that Chris Collinsworth has done a great job of peddling. I mean, honestly, if he's not on Sunday Night Football talking about this stuff, I don't know that this becomes as big as it is. But
you mentioned the name, too. The name is that's a good point. The name's a part of it, too. The acronym PFF, it's easy. We get it.
Yeah.
Pro Football. Okay, sweet.
Yeah, Pro Football Focus. It sounds like it's legit. It sounds like it's on the up and up. But really, it's a bunch of, as J.J. Watt said, Uber drivers sitting around looking at the TV video trying to grade people when you don't know what the test was about.
Cap.
Yeah, it is. It's no cap. But no, this one is cap. I bet you probably in about 6-7 years, nobody's talking about this anymore.
Chode.
The Riz is gone from semi-pro football out of focus, I'll tell you. Get bent.
No doubt.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Yeah, so I guess I need to look at their grading. Man, it is Raider week. And I told Danon on Tuesday, we'll get to his comments that he made earlier this week. Plus, I told Danon, I was like, I'm going to text you on Friday. And I'm going to text you on Sunday afternoon, or not afternoon, pre-noon, and see if you still have that same sort of narrative that it's not as what it used to be. Because I guarantee you, Devin White's making it pretty evidently clear that there's still some hatred floating around between the silver and black and the red and gold. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kegs and eggs and football, let's go.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.